诸位老师们、同学们，大家好，大家平安。
Dear brothers and sisters, good morning to you.
也谢谢我们的翻译杜老师。
Glad to have the opportunity to interpret this morning.
我很高兴今天能够在你们来分享两堂信息，上午跟下午的两堂信息。
I'm so happy today I have the opportunity to share with you two messages, one in the morning, one in the afternoon.
但是很有挑战。
They are filled with challenges.
因为我礼拜一才知道肯定我是这次退休会的讲员。
Because I just got the news on Monday.
Yeah, 所以我在上个礼拜一面教课一面的思想我今天要讲的信息。
So throughout last week, as I was teaching, I was also reflecting,What should I be speaking?
所以我就决定从圣经来讲两位的人物。
So I have decided to speak about two persons from the Bible.
都是在使徒行传里面的。
Both of them appear in the book of Acts.
上午我要讲的是彼得。
In the morning, I'm going to share with you about Peter.
彼得乃是使徒的领袖。
Peter was the leader among the apostles.
保罗他是外邦人的使徒。
And Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles.
但是他们到侍奉的时候的他们到了个极限。
But they were pushed to their extremes.
神就用异象来突破他们。
And God granted them vision to break through.
神用异象使他们被推出去。
Through these visions, God pushed them forward.
所以神的使命能够继续的扩展。
Such that the mission of God may be expanded.
我希望我们在这里读书的同学们。
I hope the brother and sister who study here.
我们很多时候要预备一下，准备神的意向领导。
Pray that we will prepare to receive the vision from God.
当意向领导的时候。
When vision comes,
你会面对很大的挣扎。
You will be going through a lot of struggles.
因为你真的没有不知道要怎么做了。
Because you don't know what to do.
但是神有他的方法。
But God has His way.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们来到面前，我们感谢赞美你，因为知道你是我们的神。你在过去在使徒当中，你怎么样带领使徒们？你今天要带领我们。你所拣选的在这里装备的我们的同学们我们的传道人我们的教牧同工我们凡是你所拣选的到面对未知的将来的时候神你有预备神你会带领我们求你主让我们看见你要给我们看见的意象让我们不要停留在现在而能够面向将来能够突破自己能够突破我们的环境为你做更美好的事，感谢祷告，奉耶稣圣名，阿门。好，那我就一面讲啊。那我要分享的是从《使徒行传》来看这个一个改变世界的意象。
So from on basis of Book of Acts, I'm going to share with you a vision that has changed the world.
那在圣经箴言书29:18很清楚告诉我们没有异象名就放肆。
In Proverbs said, without vision, people perished.
那其实在小字呢是灭亡。
And in the small print, it talk about be destroyed.
其实呢更好的意思是消逝。
And they disappear.
那消失就是在原本地方再也找不到他们了。
It means in the original place, it just doesn't show up anymore.
是的，没有异象，不单指我们不能够有效的来服侍我们的主。
Yes, without vision, we cannot serve God effectively.
我们会停顿。
We will stay still.
我们会后退。
We will back up.
最后我们消失了。
At the end, we disappear.
在原本地方再也找不到你的踪迹了。
People no longer can find us.
那在这里我要分享一个瑞士钟表的故事。
And I'm going to share with you about Swiss watch.
Yeah. 那我们知道呢，在这个19世纪到21世纪， 瑞士制造世界上最好的钟表。
From the 19th century to the 21st century, Switzerland is famous for its watch industry.
早期的你年长的父母要买手表要买瑞士制造的手表。
Our parents' generation, when they want to buy a good watch, they buy the Switzerland watch.
现在我们很少人用瑞士的手表了。
But nowadays, not many people wear Swiss watch.
相反，很多在用中国制造的手表。
Some of us probably wear watches made in China.
因为又便宜又好用。
Because they are good and they are cheap.
那瑞士在制造手表业方面非常的有成就。
Swiss watch is way advanced in its business.
他们真的用很多的思维去改善加工，使到瑞士手表越来越好。
They have put in a lot of effort to improve the watch.
他们加上了分钟，也加上了秒钟。
They put in the minute hand and the second hand.
那在1968年的时候呢，瑞士的手表占有全世界手表的65%。
In 1968, the watch production in the world, Swiss watch occupied 65% of the market.
但是在1980年的时候，瑞士的手表市场跌到少过10%。
In 1980, Switzerland's market share has fallen under 10%.
那很多这个制造手表业的人失业了。
Many people in the watch business, watch industry have lost their job.
整个制造业的总人口大概是62万人口。
And the manufacturing
62万，
Manufacturers for the watch business is about 62,000 people.
其中的5万人失业了。
50,000 of them lost their job.
大概是80%的失业率。
About 80% job loss.
很多工厂就关门了。
Many factory closed their door.
那什么原因使到这么多人失业呢？
What is the reason that caused so many job loss?
其实是因为瑞士的钟表厂不愿意接受一个新的这个手表的发明，叫做石英电子表。
It's actually very simple because Swiss watch industry refused to accept the quarter digital watch concept.
那因为其实呢，这个发明是一个瑞士人所发明的。
The idea actually came from someone who is a Swiss.
他把这个发明呢带到很多这个钟表厂去。
He brought his innovation to many of the factories.
那钟表厂的老板一看，哦，这不是钟表。
And the owners of the factories look at the design and said, this is not a watch.
因为最初的钟表呢是很大的字母一直在不断的跳动。
And in the beginning, a watch has it's very big and you can see all the movements.
他说这是玩具，不是钟表。
They despise the design, say, this is a toy, this is not a watch.
所以他们不接受这样的一个概念的钟表。
So they refuse the idea.
那这个瑞士人呢，就把这个钟表呢带到世界钟表展去。
So this Swiss designer brought his design to many different factories in the world.
这个日本的 Seiko 手表的人一看，哇，不得了，这是很特殊、很先进的发明。
And Seiko in Japan look at this design, they rejoice over this new design.
就跟他立刻买下版权。
They bought the right.
带回日本去。
They brought it back to Japan.
制造很多这个电子手表。
They produce many digital watches.
日本手表很快的支配了整个世界的市场。
And Japanese watch soon took over the whole market.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们是不是停留在一个过去的模式？
Have we stayed still in the past tradition?
我们认为我们的模式是最好。
We think our paradigm, our pattern is the best.
我们不想任何的改变的来到。
We don't really welcome any changes.
我们看不见现在的光景。
We don't see what's the reality
nowadays. 更看不见将来的光景。
Forget about the reality of the future.
结果失去了很多的机会。
And we lose most of the opportunities.
我们在这里学习。
When we study here.
我们也要看到将来。
Let's look into the future.
当你毕业之后，世界不再一样了。
When we graduate, the world is no longer the same.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们要怎么样有效的来去侍奉？
How are we going to serve effectively?
我们要怎么样有效的传福音？
How are we going to preach the gospel effectively?
我们要怎么样有效的来去影响这个世界？
How are we going to influence the world effectively?
这是我们要预备的。
This is what we need to be prepared for.
这是我们要读一段的圣经。
That's why we are going to read a scripture.
好吧，我们就我就请杜老师你读用英文来读好吧。就从使徒行传第十章第一到第三十三节，有圣经的打开自己的圣经来看。
Okay, let's open the Bible. I will read from Acts chapter 10, verse 1 to 33. At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion in what was known as the Italian regiment. He and all his family were devout and God-fearing.He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. One day, at about 3 p.m, he had a vision. He distinctly saw an angel of God who came to him and said, Cornelius. Cornelius stared at him in fear. What is it, Lord? He asked. The angel answered, Your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God. Now send men to Joppa,to bring back a man named Simon, who is called Peter. He is staying with Simon the tanner, whose house is by the sea. When the angel who spoke to him had gone, Cornelius called two of his servants and a devout soldier who was one of his attendants. He told them everything that had happened and sent them to Joppa. About noon the following day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up on the roof to pray.He became hungry and wanted something to eat, and while the meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He saw heaven open and something like a large sheet being let down to earth by its four corners. It contained all kinds of four-footed animals as well as reptiles of the earth and birds of the air. Then a voice told him, Get up, Peter, kill and eat.Surely not, Lord, Peter replied. I have never eaten anything impure or unclean. The voice spoke to him a second time. Do not call anything impure that God has made clean. This happened three times, and immediately the sheet was taken back to heaven. While Peter was wondering about the meaning of the vision,The man sent by Cornelius found out where Simon's house was and stopped at the gate.They called out, asking if Simon, who was known as Peter, was staying there. While Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him, Simon, three men are looking for you, so get up and go downstairs. Do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them. Peter went down and said to the man, I'm the one you are looking for. Why have you come?The man replied, We have come from Cornelius, the centurion. He is a righteous and God-fearing man who is respected by all the Jewish people. Holy angels so told him to have you come to his house so that he could hear what you have to say. Then Peter invited the man into the house to be his guest. The next day, Peter started out with them, and some of the brothers from Joppa went along.The following day, he arrived in Caesarea. Cornelius was expecting them and had called together his relatives and close friends. As Peter entered the house, Cornelius met him and fell at his feet in reverence. But Peter made him get up. Stand up, he said. I'm only a man myself. Talking with him, Peter went inside and found a large gathering of people.He said to them, You are well aware that it is against our law for a Jew to associate with a Gentile or visit him. But God has shown me that I shall not call any man impure or unclean. So when I was sent for, I came without raising any objection. May I ask why you sent for me? Cornelius answered, 4 days ago, I was in my house praying at this hour, at 3 p.m. Suddenly, a man in shining clothes stood before me and said, Cornelius, God has heard your prayer and remember your gift to the poor. Send to Joppa for Simon, who is called Peter. He is a guest in the home of Simon the tanner, who lived by the sea. So I sent for you immediately, and it was good of you to come. Now we are all here in the presence of God to listen to everything the Lord has commanded you to tell us.
谢谢杜老师，很长的一段经文，其实应该要把整章读完。
Actually, we should finish the whole chapter.
不单只要整章读完，还要读第十一章的上半章。
And we need to continue to the first half of chapter 11 also.
我发现当神要改变教会，特别这里很详细的记载了整个的情况。
When God wants to change the church, us here, it has a very detailed record.
这个让我们注意到啊，神真的在使徒行传那里面做了个很重要的工作。
God has done a very important job, important work in Acts.
这是整个教会的突破。
It's the breakthrough of the church.
神要彼得和他教会来改变这个世界。
God want to, through Peter, change the church to change the world.
但是在改变这个世界之前，神必须要先改变彼得和他的教会。
But before changing the world, God has to change Peter and his church first.
所以神要藉着异象带来突破。
Therefore, God has given a vision to bring this breakthrough.
其实这段圣经记载了的是双异象。
Actually, this particular passage records two visions.
第一个异象是向外邦人的。
First vision was to the Gentiles.
向这个哥尼流的。
It was to Cornelius.
跟着才像彼得。
And second to Peter.
我们发现那个次序很特别。
This is a very interesting order.
一般上是神让我们先看见异象。
First, usually we think God let us see the vision first.
但是在这里，神要帮助彼得改变自己。
But here, God wants to change Peter, change himself first.
假如这个异象先向彼得显现，
If this vision appeared to Peter first,
你想彼得会顺服吗？
Do you think Peter would obey?
他会有很多的挣扎。
He will have many, many struggles.
神有他的智慧。
God has his wisdom.
神先向一位罗马兵的百夫长哥尼流显现。
God appeared to Cornelius, a Roman centurion first.
当然他不是一个普通的罗马的百夫长。
Of course, this is not a common centurion.
他是一位敬畏神的人。
He's a God-fearing man.
在这个外邦人中，一位敬畏神的人。
Among the Gentiles, there is this God-fearing man.
在罗马军队里面，一位敬畏神的人。
There is this God-fearing man among the Roman regiment.
这不常见。
This is uncommon.
不单单是一位敬畏神，他是个好人。
And this is a good man.
他常常帮助那些有需要贫苦的人。
He gave helps to many people who are poor.
我们知道，因为百夫长他很有权力的。
A centurion has authority.
他可以用他的地位、权力做很多满足他自己的事情。
He could have used his authority to just satisfy his own desires.
他可接受很多这些贿赂。
He could collect many bribes.
过一个很堕落的生活。
He could live lavishly.
但是他却是一位敬畏神的人。
But this is a God-fearing man.
他拿自己的钱来去帮助有需要的人。
He uses some money to help those who are in need.
我们盼望在中国有很多这样的官员。
Let's pray that there will be many officials in China who will be like this.
不是受贿赂的官员。
They don't collect bribes.
是那些真正帮助人民的官员。
But they are willing to serve the people.
弟兄姐妹， brothers and sisters. 他是一位很特别的外邦人。
This is a very special Gentile.
不但如此，他一天多次的祷告。
And he will pray many times.
他是位很虔诚的人。
He's a devout man.
有崇高的信仰和诚实的人。
He has a high integrity in himself.
虽然他还没有认识耶稣基督。
Though he has not known Jesus Christ.
但是他每一天多次祷告。
But he prayed many times.
他相信有一位神。
He believed there is God.
虽然他还没有完全的认识他。
Though he did not know him.
这是真的很特别，这个外邦人。
This is very uncommon Gentile.
但是他缺少的是救恩。
But he still need salvation.
所以神就怜悯他。
So God has pity on him.
神就听见他的祷告。
God listened to his prayer.
差了一位天使向他显现。
God sent an angel to him.
神说，我听见了你祷告。
God said, I have heard your prayer.
我看见你所做的。
I have seen what you have done.
你现在要做的事情，立刻派人去找彼得。
You need to do one thing. Go send for Peter.
彼得会告诉你当做的事。
Peter will tell you what you need.
所以这个意象是向这个外邦人哥尼流显现。
So this vision is for this Gentile Cornelius.
当哥尼流看到这个意象，听到天使的吩咐。
When Cornelius heard the angel's voice, saw this vision.
他立刻的顺服。
He obeyed immediately.
立刻叫了他的两个仆人跟一个全城兵来。
So he sent for two of his soldiers and one of his attendants.
你们立刻连夜的跟我赶到这个约帕。
He sent them to Joppa immediately.
去寻找一位叫做西门彼得的人。
To look for someone called Simon Peter.
把他带过来。
Bring his, invite him here.
我们看到一位外邦人的那种的顺服行动，远远的比彼得还要。
So this Gentile has obeyed God more than Peter did.
虽然他不认识彼得。
Though he had no idea who Peter was.
他就凭着信心差他的人去找彼得了。
With faith, he sent his man to look for him.
我们知道从凯撒利亚到约帕大概要平时慢的话要走至少一天半的路程。
From Caesarea to Joppa, usually it takes about 1.5 days of travel.
但是他的两个仆人跟全城兵是连夜赶路。
But his servants and tender went overnight.
所以第二天大概中午的时候，他们就到了约帕。
So second day they arrived in Joppa already.
就在那个时候，彼得在那个这胶皮匠西门的家里。
At that time, Peter was staying with a tanner called Simon.
他还不知道要发生什么事情。
He had no idea what's going to happen.
那是中午的时间。
It's about noon.
午饭还没有预备好。
The lunch was not ready.
我们的午饭是12点才预备好的。
Our lunch is served at 12.
啊，所以他肚子有点饿了。
So he was hungry.
他就上到屋顶上去祷告。
So he went up to a rooftop to pray.
就在他祷告的时候，神让他看见了异象。
When he was praying, he saw a vision from God.
他看见一块大布从天上坠下来。
He saw a large sheet coming down from heaven.
他很好奇地走进那个大布去看。
So he went for to have a look.
在里面是什么呢？
What's inside?
很多的动物。
Many, many animals.
很多的飞鸟。
Birds.
那神就对彼得说话。
And God said to Peter.
起来宰了吃。
Peter, get up, kill and eat.
但是彼得对于神的这样的一个吩咐，他的反应是怎么样的？
But what was Peter's response?
是顺服吗？
Was it obedience?
没有。
No.
他跟神辩论。
He started a debate with God.
我从小到大从来没有吃过这些不洁净的食物，我现在不能够做这件事情。
Ever since I was little, I've never eat anything unclean. I cannot do this.
他发现在大布里面很多的动物。
He found many, many animals in the sheet.
有洁净的，也有不洁净的。
Some clean, some unclean.
很多的飞鸟，有洁净的，也有不洁净的。
Birds, clean and unclean.
本来他可以选择那洁净的来宰了吃。
And he could choose the clean one to eat.
但他不能够这样做。
But he cannot do so.
为什么呢？
Why not?
因为这个犹太人洁净的礼仪在他思想里面非常的深根，根深蒂固。
Because the idea of cleanness, purification is very deeply rooted within the Jewish mind.
当干净动物跟不干净动物放在一起的时候，
When a clean animal is next to an unclean one,
干净的动物也变成什么样啊？不干净了。
The clean one becomes unclean.
所以他说不能够。
He said, no.
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们很多时候也在不知不觉中落入一个这样的一个环境里面。
Sometimes we fall into the same situation。
我们的想法
，Our ideas，
我们的传统
，Our tradition，
我们过去所做的
，What we did in the past，
在限制着我们。
They restrict us。
我们过去教会的很多的仪式传统。
Some rituals, traditions from our church background.
也在限制着我们。
They restrict us.
神要彼得突破。
God want Peter to break through.
不是一次。
This is not one time.
彼得第一次不愿意做。
Peter refused first time.
这个布提上去了。
The sheet went up.
第二次再下来。
It came down again.
又提上去了。
And again.
再下来
，It came down again，
又上去了。
Then it went up。
彼得愿意做吗
？Was Peter willing？
还是不愿意
？He was still saying no。
你看到他那种的啊顽固的心。
We saw his stubbornness。
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters，
可能很多时候我们在想，我是不是个顽固的人呢？
Maybe we wonder, am I a stubborn person?
我们对于神的那个领导是不是很不敏感呢？
Are we very insensitive to the guidance of God?
知道神很清楚地对彼得说，神所洁净的人不能够当作俗物。
And God said to Peter very clearly, what God has cleansed, you cannot call it unclean.
神要彼得拆除他自己所建的围墙。
God want Peter to remove all those walls.
拆掉那个旧的模式。
Remove the old tradition.
神要改变彼得。
God want to change Peter.
神才能够使用彼得。
Then God could use him.
今天也是如此。
Today, same thing.
我们看到神要预备彼得出去。
God is preparing Peter to go out.
我们看到彼得跟哥尼流是两个很大的对照。
We see a great contrast between Peter and Cornelius.
彼得很清楚他认识了神。
Peter knows he knows God.
他在做神的工作。
He is serving God.
他带领好多人信耶稣。
He has brought many to Christ.
但是他没有走出他那个自己。
But he has not had a breakthrough of himself.
哥尼流呢
？Cornelius，
他是一个外邦人。
He's a Gentile.
他虽然还没有认识神
，though he does not really know God yet.
他很虔诚的寻找这位神。
He's devout in seeking out this God.
但还没有寻找到。
He has not found him.
他还没有得救。
He is not saved yet.
神要把这两个人圈在一起。
And God is going to put these two persons together.
带来那个时代一个很大的突破。
To bring a breakthrough in that world.
神用两个意象合在一起。
God used two visions together.
当神要工作的时候。
When God is about to work.
神有他的方法。
God has his way.
但是我们愿意顺服吗？
But, however, are we willing to obey?
不愿意顺服上，神迹就没办法出现。
When we refuse, God's work is not done.
工作就不能够展开。
The work is not established.
你的侍奉就停顿在那边。
And our ministry stay in the same place.
慢慢的你就开始厌倦。
And we become very tired.
失望。
We become disappointed.
走掉。
We walk away.
很多在侍奉里面的同工都是这样。
Many co-workers in ministry, this happened to them.
我在过去25年的牧会。
In the past 25 years as I pastor church,
自己在挣扎中成长
and I have been growing within the struggles.
也看到很多同工一个一个的退去
I saw many of my co-workers leaving.
我在问为什么
They asked why.
他们都有很好的装备。
They are well equipped.
是从神学院毕业的。
They are graduates from seminary.
也在教会里面侍奉了多年。
They have served God many years.
为什么选择离开呢？
Why did they choose to leave?
这个问题大概就他们能够回答吧。
Probably only they could answer this question.
很简单的，他没有走出他自己。
They have not broken through themselves.
进入到神的工厂上。
And enter God's ministry.
做神的工作。
Doing God's work.
过去都在做自己的工作。
Doing many of their own work.
我们求主帮助我们。
May God have mercy on us.
那我们来看这个意象。
Let's take a look at this vision.
这个给保罗的意象带给保罗很大的困扰感。
This vision to Peter brought many confusions to Peter.
他不明白。
He was confused.
他不明白为什么神要给他看见这个意象。
Why did God show this vision to him?
神为什么要叫他要吃这些动物？
Why did God order him to eat unclean things?
并且跟他说，神所接近的，你不能够当作事物来看。
And what God has cleansed, you cannot call it common.
他在思想。
He was thinking.
到底什么意思？
What does this mean?
我想到很多时候在教会里面，我们在侍奉的时候。
Very often when we are in the church serving.
我们也很多的困扰。
We have many confusions.
我们到了某个情况，我们真的不懂要做什么了。
In certain situation, we really don't know what we are about to do.
到底是出于神的旨意呢，是我自己的意思呢？
Is this of God or of myself?
他在思想，在混乱当中。
We are in confusions.
我在教会牧养的时候。
When was pastoring a church?
当我们教会要有一些特别的事工推动的时候。
When the church want to do a special ministry.
带到教会的执事部。
When the ministry, the proposal was brought to the elders.
大家都在讨论。
And in the board, people were discussing.
我发现讨论越久的事项。
I find the thing that has long discussion.
越多的混乱出现。
More confusions.
最后怎么样啊？
What happened at the end?
放下不做了。
We decided not to do it.
是的。
Yeah.
我们用人的智慧从各个角度来去看这个事情。
We use human wisdom to analyze this thing to death.
很多人的意见。
Many, many opinions.
不断的讨论。
We discuss and discuss.
一次一次的会议。
We discuss over and over again.
最后怎么样啊？
At the end.
做不成。
No, we are not going to do it.
是不是啊？
Does it happen?
所以神不让彼得太多的思想。
So God is not giving Peter much time.
神的时间刚刚好。
God's timing is perfect.
当他还在混乱中，在思想这个问题的时候。
When he was still confusing, reflecting.
这三个人来到了。
These three men from Cornelius appear at the door.
就在那个哥尼流的门那边敲门。西门彼得的门在敲，西门的门在敲门。
So they show at the door and start knocking.
他们在问有没有一个叫做西门彼得的人在这里。
He they ask, is there someone called Simon Peter here?
那时候彼得还在屋顶上。
At that time, Peter was still on the rooftop.
圣灵怎么说啊？你下去。
And the Holy Spirit told Peter, go down.
这三个人是找你来的。
These three people are coming here for you.
你看神的工作。
Let's see God's work.
神的时间。
God's timing.
就是那么刚刚好。
It's just right.
他不让彼得想得太多。
It does not allow Peter much time to think.
圣灵说你下去。
Holy Spirit say, go down.
这三个人是找你的。
These three people are here for you.
所以彼得就下去了。
So Peter went down.
问清楚他们的来历。
Peter asked what they are here for.
就请他们进到屋子里面。
So he invited them to come in.
彼得很少跟外邦人有那么近距离的接触。
Peter seldom had interaction with Gentiles.
请他们进到屋子里面。
Inviting them to come in.
跟他们一起吃餐。
Had meals together with them.
住了一个晚上。
Lived under the same roof overnight.
第二天他们就出发了。
And second day, next morning, they started out.
当他们出发的时候，彼得有点不放心。
And Peter was not comfortable.
他想我个人去不太行吧。
He thought about it and said, if I'm going alone, this doesn't look right.
只要有什么事情发生，没有见证人啊。
If something happened, there's no witness.
所以他请了几个犹太的弟兄一起过去。
So he invited some Jewish brothers to come along.
所以他们就出发了。
So they went.
他们赶路。
So they travel.
第二天的下午，他们到了凯撒利亚。
And the second day in the afternoon, they arrive in Caesarea.
彼得到了凯撒利亚。
And Peter arrived in Caesarea.
那我们看圣经，其实彼得是很不情愿的情况出去的。
Actually, Peter really did not want to go.
他已经到了凯撒利亚。
When he arrived in Caesarea,
他要面对了这个哥尼流。
When he saw Cornelius,
哥尼流看到彼得来，远远的就出来接他。
When Cornelius saw Peter, he was so happy he came out to welcome him.
哥尼流从来没有看过彼得。
Cornelius has never met Peter.
当他一看到彼得的时候，他立刻伏伏在地上。
And when he saw Peter, he fell to the ground.
一个百夫长伏伏在一个平民的面前。
And this is a centurion falling before a common man.
容易做到吗？
Is that easy?
做官的人。
It's an officer.
做警察总长的人，局长的人。
It's like the head of the police quarter.
伏伏在一个普通的人的面前。
For a kneel before a common person.
我们看到哥尼流真的很不一样。
Cornelius is really different.
彼得立刻把他拉起来说，你起来，我也是人。
And Peter invited Cornelius to stand up and say, I'm just a person.
所以哥尼流就陪着彼得进到他屋子里面去。
So Cornelius accompanied Peter to come into his house.
在进屋子的时候，彼得还在讲什么话呢？
As Peter was going to the house, what was he saying?
我们看一下第27节。
And let's look at verse 27.
28节。
28.
就对他们说。
He said,
你们知道犹太人和列国的亲近来往本不是合理的。
You are well aware that it's against our law for a Jew to associate with a Gentile.
意思说我本就不应该来的。
It means I shouldn't have come.
但是没办法，是神一定要我来。
But God ordered me to do so.
到了这个时候，他还讲这么多这样的话。
Even at this moment, he was still saying something like this.
所以我们看到彼得的那种刚硬。
So we saw the stubbornness in Peter.
他看见了很多的神迹奇事。
He has seen many mighty works.
他带领很多人信主了。
He has brought many to Christ.
为什么到这时候还有这么主观的一种看法呢？
Why was he still so subjective, so stubborn at this time?
其实也看到初期教会已经发展到了一个瓶颈。
Actually, at the time, the church has already developed into a bottleneck.
彼得和他的这些同工们主要是在犹太人当中传福音。
Peter and his co-workers were preaching the gospel among the Jews.
从来没有想到福音要进入到外邦。
They have never imagined the gospel has been preached to the Gentiles.
他只是为他们的同族来着想。
They were only thinking about the Jewish people.
那些他认识的人着想。
Those who he knows.
但是神要他看见。
But God want him to see.
神爱世人。
God love the people of the world.
不是只是爱犹太人。
Not just the Jewish people.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
神只爱你的那个民族吗？
Does God love you and your people?
神只爱你那些认识的人吗？
Does God only love the people you know?
可能有天神把你放到一个你完全不知道的民族当中去。
Will God put you ever in a people that you do not know?
完全没去过的地方。
To a place where you do not know.
你准备好了没有？
Are you ready?
很不容易。
It's not easy.
彼得进入到外邦人的家。
Peter entered the home of a Gentile.
当他一进去的时候，不得了了。
When he entered, wow.
他看见很多人聚集在那里。
He saw a great gathering.
当哥尼流差他的两个仆人跟那全城兵去找彼得的时候，他没有不做工。
When Cornelius sent out his two soldiers and attendant, he was not staying still.
他立刻去找人来。
He invited people.
找那些他的亲戚朋友。来过来。
He invited all the people he knew.
他已经算好大概哪一天彼得会到来。
He told them, about this time, Peter will come.
家里面坐满了人。
And his home was packed.
这些人都是哥尼流邀请来的。
All these people were invited by Cornelius.
我发现这个是一个布道会。
This is a gospel meeting.
是谁是讲员呢？
Who was the speaker?
彼得是讲员。
Peter was a speaker.
但是哥尼流从来不认识彼得。
But Cornelius has never met Peter.
我说他信心多大。
How great is his faith?
你办一个布道会，连讲员来不来都不知道。
You started our gospel meeting. You don't even know whether the speaker will come.
你有这样大的信心吗？
Do you have this kind of faith?
我说，哥尼流信心真的是很特别。
Great is the faith of Cornelius.
他已经叫人来了。
He invited people.
彼得进去看到很多人坐在里面。
Peter went in, saw so many people.
哥尼流就说，为什么他请彼得来？
Then Cornelius explained why he invited Peter.
彼得就开始讲了。
And Peter started.
彼得讲到很简单的。
Peter's sermon was simple.
在述说耶稣基督的到来。
He talked about the coming of Jesus Christ.
耶稣的工作。
His work.
就在讲讲的时候，发生什么事情呢？
As he was talking, what happened?
圣灵降临了。
The Holy Spirit came down.
这些外邦人也讲方言了。
The Gentiles started speaking tongues.
那些同来的犹太的弟兄看了也很惊讶。
And the Jewish brothers who came were shocked.
那在五旬节发生事情在这里又在出现了。
The thing that happened at the Pentecost happened here.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
彼得一看见。
When Peter saw this.
他说还有谁能够拦阻他们信耶稣呢？
What who can stop them from believing?
是的，他立刻给他们施洗了。
And he baptized them.
我们看到这里，神在执行他的意象。
And God is implementing his vision.
是的，神知道我们人。
God knows us human beings.
虽然彼得好像已经很有经验了。
Though Peter was very experienced.
他却敢阻挡神的工作。
But he went against God's words.
是神把他硬硬的拉出去。
And in this case, God pushing out.
把他带入一个他不认识的家庭。
And brought him to a place.
带入他不认识的一群人。
To the people whom he does not know.
因为神要彼得突破他自己。
Because God wants Peter to break through.
我在思想。
I'm thinking.
假如我们没让神来突破我们自己的话。
If we refuse to let God break through in us.
我们很难被神使用。
We cannot be used by God.
你可能很有知识。
Maybe we are very knowledgeable.
很有学问。
We know many things.
好像你装备得很好了。
We are well equipped.
但是神不能用你。
But God cannot use us.
因为你没有让神来使用。
Because we refuse to be used by God.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我不知道神什么时候要突破你。
I don't know when God is going to break through.
就被神突破的人才能够有效地被神使用。
Only those who have been broken through by God could be used by God.
也只有这样的人才能够把救恩带到他不认识的人群当中去。
Only this kind of people can bring the gospel to those whom he does not know.
你的教会也需要突破。
And your church also.
你的教会不突破也走不出去。
If your church refuses to break through, your church will not go out.
我们到了一个情况的时候，很满足于我们是现状。
Very often when we come to a situation, we become very comfortable, complacent.
我们知道到了那个时候，耶路撒冷的教会是个很大的教会。
At that time, the Jerusalem church was a big church.
在人眼中呢，彼得是一个很成功的传道人。
And people saw Peter as someone very successful.
他一天讲到三千人信耶稣。
When he preached, 3,000 came to Christ.
一天讲到五千人信耶稣。
And next day, 5,000.
所以你看耶路撒冷教会的人数有多少？
How many people are there in the Jerusalem church?
保守的话，最少一万人以上。
There are several thousands.
哇，一万人的大教会。
More than 10,000 people church.
自己够忙碌了。
This is a busy church.
哇，很有成就感啊。
A sense of success.
那我要巩固我的地位权力。
Should we be working on our establishment?
那些信不信的人跟我有什么关系呢？
Those outside, why should I care?
有一天当你在侍奉上，
One day when we are in our ministry,
你在牧养你的教会上，
When we are pastoring church,
哇，你教会成长得很快很快很快。
Our church is growing fast.
很多人信耶稣，
Many people come to Christ.
但是到了一个时候，
When something happened,
你就会很满足于你所做的事情。
We become very complacent.
你巩固你的地位和权柄。
We are trying to establish our own authority.
你不再是那起初的你。
We have changed and fallen away from the original person.
是一个大牧师、大传道人。
We become a big pastor.
大牧师、大传道人，众人都要听他。
A famous pastor, everybody listen to.
他有绝对的权柄来治理他的教会。
Has absolute power to order his church.
绝对的权柄带来绝对的什么腐败。
Absolute power brings absolute corruption.
是的，很多曾经被神用的人，
Many people who once were used by God,
好像很有成就，
So successful.
最后在哪里呢？
What happened to them at the end?
求主提醒我们，
May God remind us.
因为我们的侍奉不是一时的，
Our service, our ministry is not just for this one time.
是一生人之久。
But it's for the whole life.
很多人前面走得很好。
Many people started out well.
后面呢？
What happened at the end?
失败了。
They fell at the end.
骄傲出来了。
Their pride came out.
自以为是出来了。
They thought they are right always.
最后失败了。
They fell away.
求主保守我们。
May God protect us.
因为我们的侍奉是一生人之久的。
Our ministry is our lifelong ministry.
神要帮助彼得。
God wants to help Peter.
神要彼得常常记得。
God wants Peter to remember.
不是你的方法。
It's not your way.
是神的方法。
But it's the way of God.
我们要用神的方法做神的工作。
With God's way doing God's work.
所以神要彼得突破他自己。
So God wants Peter to break through.
他才能够不断的成长。
Such that Peter may grow.
因为有效的传道人。
An effective minister.
是要不断的成长的。
Is a growing minister.
你不能够说我毕业了，我什么都懂了。
You cannot say, I have arrived, I have graduated, I know everything.
其实你懂得一点点。
You probably know just a little.
那不过是一个起点。
That was only the starting point.
他要不断的努力。
You have to keep on pushing.
不断的提升。
Keep on rising up.
不断的靠近神。
Continuing drawing close to God.
让神来带领你。
Let God guide us.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
神要把彼得跟哥尼流放在一起。
God put Peter and Cornelius together.
引炸了一个即时炸弹。
And this is a time bomb.
炸碎了那个很多的墙壁。
And it has broken away many barriers.
很多的拦阻。
Many hindrances.
教会开始往外看到外邦人的需要。
The church start to see the Gentiles and their needs.
我不知道神什么时候要把这个炸弹放在你的教会。
When is God going to put this time bomb in your church?
那时候你教会就开始增长了。
And your church is going to struggle.
我过去一个礼拜在讲教会增长。
And last week I was talking about church growth.
其实教会增长不是你的方法。
Actually, church growth is not by human ways.
是神的方法。
But by God's way.
在不同的地方。
In different places.
不同的时间。
Different times.
不同的人群。
Different peoples.
建立不同的教会。
Different churches.
初期教会的外邦教会就开始了。
The Gentile church started there.
所以我们看到，跟着呢，我们看到另外一间外邦人教会出现了。
So, a Gentile church appeared.
哪间外邦人教会啊？
Which one?
安提亚的教会的出现。
The church of Antioch.
安提亚教会的兴起。
The rise of the Antioch church.
安提教会成为差派保罗跟巴拿巴出去的教会。
It was a sending church of Paul and Barnabas.
你看到神的计划。
You see God's plan.
是的。
Yeah.
我们人都很害怕改变的来到。
All human beings are afraid of changes.
我们对自己所熟悉的环境。
We like the environment.
自己熟悉的工作。
The work that we are comfortable.
自己熟悉的一群人。
The people with whom we are comfortable.
我们觉得很有安全感。
We feel very secure.
但是要记得。
But remember,
当你陷入这个安逸的情况的时候，
when we become so complacent,
那就是危机的开始。
This is a starting point of a crisis.
我现在担心中国的教会。
I have a concern for the churches in China.
我发现很多中国特别城市的教会进入一种安逸的情况。
I find many urban churches in China, they become very complacent.
他们的教会建起来了。
There are big church buildings.
他们的会有固定了。
There is a large membership.
很多的事工在推展。
Many ministries start.
他们很安逸了。
They become very comfortable.
我只要把我的教会好好牧养就好了。
I just need to pastor my church.
宣教不是我的事。
Mission, that's not my ministry.
传福音不是我的事。
Preaching the gospel, no, that's not my ministry.
我的教会人数够多了。
My church is packed already.
多少传道人这样呢？
Many ministers fall into this trap.
因为我们人害怕改变的来到。
The human beings are afraid of changes.
其实我们基督徒应该不害怕改变的。
Actually, Christians are people who shouldn't be afraid of changes.
我们要不断地来去突破的。
We have to break through continuously.
只有突破的生命才带来成长的生命。
Only breakthrough life is a growing life.
只有突破的教会才带来成长的教会。
A breakthrough church is a growing church.
我不知道你的情况如何。
I don't know about you.
你的教会情况如何
？And your church.
求主怜悯。
May God have mercy on us.
我们应该走出我们的安全期。
Let's walk out of our comfort zone.
我们有没有这样的勇气呢
？Do we have this courage?
有没有这样的决心呢
？Do we have this determination?
那我这边有一个很简单的对照。
And I have this simple contrast.
安全期
，comfort zone，
进入边界地区
，borderland。
那有没有听过这个 borderland 这个观念呢
？Have you heard of borderland？
边界，两个国家边界是最危险的地方。
Usually borderland, the line, the border between two countries, that's the most dangerous place.
也是很复杂的地方。
That's usually where the barrier and all the things happen.
许多的战争就发生在边界地带。
And the war broke out in this kind of place.
许多人来来往往也在边界地带。
Many people come back and forth.
是很复杂的地方。
It's a complicated place.
那就是你要准备去的地方。
That's where you need to be.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
那越多人复杂的地方。
This is where a lot of people are.
就是我们要去的地方。
That's where we need to go.
你有这样的勇气吗
？Do you have this courage？
你有这样的认识吗
？Do you know？ Do you recognize？
有这样的装备吗
？Are you equipped？
更知道你是代表着神进入那个地方吗
？And you represent God when you enter？
神要彼得从安全期进入边界地带。
God is sending Peter, pushing him from his comfort zone to the borderland.
进入一个他完全不知道的环境。
Into the unknown.
不知道的文化。
The unknown culture.
甚至很多的习惯都不一样。
There are many different customs.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
在这预备我们的时候，我们要做什么事情呢
？In preparation, what do we need to do?
第一，要不住的祷告。
First, pray.
来到神的面前。
Come before God.
我觉得不住祷告是很危险的。
You know, continuous praying to God is a very dangerous thing.
所以很多人不敢祷告。
That's why so many people stay away from prayer.
很多信徒也不敢祷告。
Many people don't want to pray.
因为当你祷告的时候
，Because when we really pray,
神就让你看见他要你做的事。
God starts to show us what He wants to do.
不是很危险吗？
That's a risky business.
哥尼流祷告的时候，他看见天使。
When Cornelius prayed, he saw angel.
天使跟他说话。
An angel talked to him.
天使吩咐他。
The angel ordered him.
你要照着这样的去做。
Follow this.
你看。
And
一个外邦人祷告也这么危险啊。
Even a Gentile, when he prayed, this is risky.
那彼得祷告的时候呢？
How about when Peter prayed?
也一样的危险。
It's just as dangerous.
他没看过的异象出现了。
Things he never thought appear.
带来他很大的困扰。
Brought him confusion.
最后呢，他被拉出去了。
At the end, he got pushed out.
当然不是拉出去枪毙了。
Of course, was not a push out to be shot.
其实最后他还是怎么样啊？倒钉在十字架死了。
Roll at the end, he died on the cross.
是的，祷告很危险。
Yeah. Prayer is a risky business.
所以很多教会不太敢祷告。
So many churches don't really dare to pray.
都是用形式化的祷告。
They only use rituals.
很多传道人、信徒也是如此。
And some ministers, some believers, same thing.
你敢祷告吗？
Do you dare to pray?
你敢不住的祷告吗？
Do you dare to pray to God continuously?
当你不住祷告，就准备看到神要你看见的事。
When you dare to pray, prepare to see God.
你的生命可能就不再一样。
Your life is going to be changed.
你的侍奉就不再一样。
Your ministry is going to change.
当神让我们看见的时候，神要我们预备好去接受改变的来到。
When God shows us a vision, He wants us to change.
你有这样勇气走出去吗？
Do you have this courage to go?
你敢去面对挑战吗？
Do you dare to face a challenge?
去接受很多你不认识的人吗？
To receive people you do not know.
当神向我们显示真理的时候，向我们立刻回应、顺服和实践的时候。
When God shows us truth, wants us to obey and go.
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters.
你预备好了没有？
Are we prepared?
我们求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
主的使命摆在我们面前。
God's mission is right in front of us.
主耶稣说，所以你们要去使万民成为我的门徒，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Jesus said,Go and make disciples in the world, and
I'm with you always.
And I'm with you always.
是的，神的命令临到我们。
God's mission, God's order come to us.
我们必须要采取行动。
And we have to take action.
今天有多少人在采取行动呢？
How many of us?Are taking actions.
多少教会在采取行动？
How many churches are taking actions?
这是我们要反思的。
This is something we have to reflect.
我自己又怎么样呢？
How about me?
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们来到面前，我求你就帮助我们。当你向我们显现你旨意的时候，是你要我们用行动来回应的时候，但是我们却很多时候抗拒你。没有准备好，不愿意出去，求主怜悯我们，帮助我们。Father, we want to pray that Lord this day, when you let us see the visions, is the moment that we have to put into actions. Lord, be merciful to us. So many times we see the visions, yet we do not put into actions. We know what you want us to do, but we refuse to follow you. Oh Lord,Forgive us. Help us to see and help us to act and help us to follow you. In Jesus' name, amen.